USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Two mass shootings in the U.S. in recent hours. At least 13 hurt in a shooting Saturday morning in downtown Austin, Texas. Two victims in critical condition. Nine people hurt in a shooting Friday night in Savannah, Georgia. One person killed, a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old among those hurt. They're expected to survive. No arrests announced in either shooting. New voting laws across the country will be reviewed by the Justice Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland promising Friday to beef up its enforcement of laws meant to prevent discrimination.
We will use all existing provisions of the Voting Rights Act, the National Voter Registration Act, the Help America Vote Act, and the Uniform and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act to ensure that we protect every qualified American seeking to participate in our democracy.
Garland says the number of employees in the DOJ's Civil Rights Division will double in the next 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The return of the cruise industry hitting a snag. Two passengers on Royal Caribbean's The Celebrity Millennium test positive for COVID this week. The guests now in isolation and being monitored. All adult guests were required to be vaccinated before boarding. This is the first major cruise line allowing Americans, provided they were fully vaccinated. They also had to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of departure last weekend. Vladimir Putin calls former President Trump extraordinary, talented, and colorful. In a recent interview with NBC News through an interpreter, he shared his thoughts on President Biden.
President Biden, of course, is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He has spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics. Just think of the number of years he spent in the Senate. A different kind of person.
The full interview will air Monday. Democrats want answers from some former Trump officials. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants former Attorney Generals William Barr and Jeff Sessions to testify before the Judiciary Committee. This comes after a New York Times report this week that Trump's Justice Department seized communications data of two Democratic lawmakers. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Chicago finally reopening. Wendy King has more.
As the pandemic begins to subside, Illinois is lifting all capacity limits on bars, restaurants, and other businesses.
Chicago is the largest big city in the country that's fully reopened.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot credited the people in her city for getting to this point.
You masked up, you got vaxxed up, and now it's time for you to get up, get out of the house this summer, and fully and safely and enjoy the events of the best city on the planet.
New data shows that more than 68% of Illinois residents 18 and over have received at least one dose, and 51% of adults are fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A high school graduation ends on a high note. Brad Bernard says more.
A North Carolina principal channeled his inner Whitney Houston to give graduating seniors a memorable send-off. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Marcus Gauz, the principal at T. Wingate Andrews High School in High Point, North Carolina. He tells ABC News the pandemic has really taught us that students need to know we love and care for them. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.